This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. I'm one of the few people who publicly and accurately predicted a Trump victory in 2016. There were very few of us. Myself, Alex Jones, I don't know who else, but we all publicly predicted Trump would win. Why? Because we could see the enthusiasm. We could see that people were tired of the Clintons and the deep state, even at that time, you know, before Russiagate and the impeachment and Adam Schiff and all that garbage. Even back in 2016, people wanted a real change for America. And a lot of people knew Obama was a criminal. Now a lot more people knew it. So it wasn't difficult to predict that Trump would win. And he won by a lot. It really wasn't even close. The polls were rigged at that time. And I use that word very carefully because today in 2020, the polls are not rigged. They are faked. So rigged means oversampling Democrats to skew the polls, but still calling real people. Faked, which is what we have today, is when the pollsters don't even bother calling anybody. They just make up all the numbers. And the purpose of polls all this time is to demoralize Trump supporters. That's the only goal of the polls, is to try to shape the election. Now, getting back to 2016, it's important to realize that most prominent conservatives at that time were not calling the election for Trump. I don't think Rush Limbaugh said confidently that he thought Trump would win. He might have mentioned the possibility of it, but he didn't call it for Trump. Sean Hannity didn't. I mean, all these people, they didn't call the election for Trump. But today, it's very easy, I think, to see that Trump is going to win. And I'm recording this on October 31st, Halloween. By the time you hear it, it might be the day before the election. But I'm putting this out specifically before the election, so you know this isn't, you know, revisionist history or anything. Trump is going to win by a lot. I'm predicting at least 300 electoral votes. Now, it may take time for that to come in, a few weeks perhaps, and there will be court challenges and so on. But in the end, Trump wins big. Why is this so easy to see? Because I think that in hindsight, after Trump wins, a lot of people will look back and they will say, well, yeah, it should have been obvious that Trump was going to win. But for some reason, most people are still sheeple. They still believe the media. They still believe the polls, even though they know the polls were faked in 2016 or rigged. But they still believe the polls, which is crazy. You know, you'd have to be a crazy person. But there's something that's hardwired in human beings to irrationally have faith in false authority. So a lot of people still have that false faith, and they still believe the media. They still believe the polls. They still believe, you know, the FDA or the CDC or what have you. They still haven't learned to think for themselves. There's a lot of that that's going on. Still, it's amazing to me. But because of that, many people will be shocked. Most people will be really surprised. They will be shocked and they will say, gosh, I didn't realize Trump was going to win by so much. Yeah, it's obvious. And here's why. Look at the enthusiasm for Trump in the rallies. Look at the crowd size. The Trump crowds are thousands of people. The Joe Biden crowds, if he can even get anywhere to have any kind of crowd, is dozens, maybe. A few dozen people standing inside a bunch of little crop circles, which looks insane, by the way. And that's it. There are no crowds. In fact, at a lot of these rallies for Biden and Harris, the counter-protesters of pro-Trump people are larger than the pro-Biden people. The counter-protesters are huge. The enthusiasm is there. So that's one big reason. But here's a second huge reason that I think everybody is missing. You know how the aggregate voting numbers that are being reported before the election in terms of just how many Democrats have voted so far or how many Republicans have voted so far. You've seen those numbers, right? And Democrats are currently ahead nationally by millions of votes. But that's only reporting the number of people who voted within the Democrat Party. Guess what? Lots of Democrats aren't voting for Biden. Lots of Democrats are voting for Trump. In fact, it's a huge number. And this is the game changer that's being missed by everybody. Why are Democrats voting for Trump? Because, well, a couple of reasons. Number one, there's Black Americans who now 31% according to Rasmussen, are going to vote for Trump. And we have many prominent, influential Black rappers, like Lil Wayne is endorsing Trump. There's like six or seven rappers now that have endorsed Trump. And even Kanye is a pro-Trump kind of guy as well. So a lot of Black America, even those who don't follow rap, but Black Americans who are Christians, even if maybe they've been Democrats their whole lives, but they're still voting for Trump. Now, critically, they're not changing their party affiliation, okay? So they're not changing to a Republican Party and then voting for Trump. They still maintain their Democrat Party affiliation, but they're just not voting for Biden. Why would any Black American vote for Biden? And Biden's the one who, you know, pushed the, what was it, the 1994 crime bill and called Black people, what, super predators, and put them all behind bars for minor drug offenses. That was sort of the crowning achievement of Joe Biden in the 1990s with Bill Clinton, all Democrats, right? So why would any Black person vote for Biden? On top of that, Biden is a demented, old, cranky white guy. So in this age of social justice and people of color, why would any Latino or Black person vote for Joe Biden, this crazy old white guy? He doesn't represent them. He's been really their enemy much of this time. And they can see that Biden's not all there. He's not with it. He's cognitively impaired. And it's evident to people of any color that Joe Biden is not fit to be president. And then on top of that, you've got the, what you might call the good liberals, who have been Democrats their whole lives, and they're kind of classical liberals, and they believe in freedom of speech. Right? They believe in public debate. They believe in the rule of law. And the Democrat Party of today, the DNC of 2020, has gone so far left, so radical, into promoting terrorism and the transgenderism, child abuse. And now California is about to pass a whole new law that institutionalizes racism at the state level. They will bring back racism. It's on the ballot. And it's probably going to pass. And these mainstream Democrats who have been supporters of the philosophies of Dr. King, for example, they are horrified at what they're seeing the Democrat Party become. And they are walking away. That's the walk away movement. And a lot of gay men and gay women are walking away from the Democrat Party. Because it turns out being gay now isn't enough to be accepted by the Democrats. You have to be trans, or you have to have a child who's transitioning as trans. If you're gay and you're white, they're gonna beat you up. They're gonna drag you out of your car and beat you because they go around committing violence against people based on their skin color. So being gay and white still makes you an enemy of the radical, dangerous left. And a lot of gay white people who are registered Democrats are voting for Trump, period. That's happening all over the country. Mark my words. Now, we have this whole shy voter pollster thing that's been talked about by a lot of pollsters. And Trafalgar, for example, which got most of the polling correct in 2016, says Trump's going to win this year as well, even though the mainstream polls, which are faked, are saying Biden's going to win. Well, Trafalgar talks about the shy Trump voter, a Trump supporter who, when called by a pollster, either refuses to answer or just answers that they're going to vote for Biden. And this is true, but it's even worse than they suspect. Trump supporters don't want to talk to pollsters at all. If a pollster calls them, their reaction is probably more like F you, and they hang up, because Trump supporters have been beaten in the streets. They've been viciously assaulted and attacked. They've been slandered and smeared online. They've been deplatformed and defamed. They've been demonetized. They've been blacklisted. Some of them have had their JP Morgan Chase bank accounts canceled. Laura Loomer can't even use Uber or food delivery services. The banning, the ostracizing of conservatives is so aggressive and so malicious and so evil that conservatives just flat out don't want to talk to pollsters. They're going to vote on election day. And until then, they're not going to participate in any of these systems that are rigged against conservatives. So it's way more than just shy voters. It is, I don't know what the right word for it is. There's going to be a revolution on election day of the so-called silent majority. It's really more like the silent pissed off people, you know, silent pissed off Americans who are going to be voting for Trump in record numbers. Many of them will be Democrats, and I don't see very many Republicans voting for Biden. There are a few anti-Trumpers out there remaining, but not many. They're an extinct species for the most part. Heck, even Glenn Beck has come around. Glenn Beck, who was a big anti-Trumper in 2016, went crazy attacking Trump. Glenn Beck's voting for Trump. In fact, all of Glenn Beck's staff is voting for Trump. There are a lot of cases like that. And by the way, a lot of people who in 2016 voted for the Libertarian candidate, what was it, Gary something in 2016? Well, the Libertarian Party has become the Libtard Woke Party. Libertarian Party now supports transgenderism. That's right. And a bunch of woke-tard policies. And even people who support the Libertarian platform, which isn't very many, are realizing this year they can't waste their vote by voting for Libertarians. They've got to vote for Trump because you can't let Biden and Harris get in and have power because they will destroy this nation. They will criminalize conservatism, like Kamala Harris criminalized those people who filmed the Planned Parenthood child butchers on camera admitting that to their organ harvesting operations. Yep, Kamala Harris went after them with criminal charges. Well, that's what's coming for all conservatives if Biden and Kamala gain power. So those of you who might typically vote Libertarian, this year, you got to vote for Trump. You can't waste your vote making a statement. If you love liberty, you have to vote against Biden and Harris. So you put all these things together, the outpouring of support, the black support, the Hispanic support for Trump, the shy voter phenomenon, you know, the enthusiasm gap, the fact that Joe Biden practically isn't campaigning. Even his own campaign staffers are throwing in the towel and saying, this is pointless. He's not going to win. No one's going to vote for this guy. All of this says Trump is going to win in a landslide. And I've said 300 electoral votes just to be conservative. I wouldn't be surprised if it were 340. You know, I really wouldn't be surprised. Now, the Democrats are going to commit massive organized fraud, so they may bring it back down to 300. Or maybe a little bit under 300. Maybe Trump squeaks by with 287 votes. Okay, we'll take it. That's enough. We'll take it. But he's going to win. And then we can really move forward to taking America back in a multitude of important ways that I will talk about after the election. So that's my take on where things stand right now. And be sure to get out there and vote. Be sure to vote for Trump. Be sure to encourage family members and friends to vote for Trump, and we can take this country back. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Naturalnews.com. I've been censored for nearly 4 years now, and I'm hoping maybe with a Trump victory, we might be able to also dismantle big tech and arrest all the CEOs and charge them with treason and racketeering and fraud. So we'll push for that after the election. Thank you for listening.